Welcome to the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting Series. I'm Justin, and this is The Hidden Node. We continue the 30 Days of Lore for the Elfpunk, Marriage Cyberpunk setting, Draco Artifactium. Today, we're talking about religion and the gods of Manta. Quote, okay, a sage, an oracle, and a templar walk into a bar. Oh, I've heard that joke. The sage can't drink because it's against his comm's orders. The oracle can't drink because he didn't make it himself. And the templar can't drink because it's the holy day. You know, you're really good at ruining jokes. End quote. Dialogue from the film Fallen Dreams, The Grasp. 26E, 126. Religion is a complex web. Within the 8,781 years since Paul's request to Chrono, countless organizations and philosophies that could call themselves religion has come and gone amongst mortals. Calm worship, mana realm worship, belief in dragons as deities, worship of otherworldly beings, monotheism, polytheism, and more. Worship has varied between simple prayers to elaborate rituals and sacrifices. In the end, the concept of religion is pivotal to the history of Manta and the aspects of its past and future. For the sake of this episode, we'll be discussing religion in its modern rather than ancient traditions. The rich tapestry of Manta's history is tied to these groups, and understanding each era requires a look at those traditions. Since we're focused on the 26th era this week, we're sticking to the modern settings. At this time, there are currently 7 major religions across Manta. We'll be highlighting 3 of them today. The oldest religion and still second most practiced to this day are the Kamacetis. These individuals offer their belief and worship towards a manifest calm, treating these primordials like deities and honoring the beliefs wrapped around those individuals. There are many sects of Kamacetis, with 4 major sects dominating much of the religion. Kamacetis tend to be polytheists, while seeing a Pacific calm as the righteous leader of their faith. The faith's major tenets hold that the older entities protect the physical realm from the dangers of the mana realm, and suggest that there are horrors beyond the mana realm that are forced back by their chosen deity. Death for them invites the spirit of the fallen to become one with their chosen god. This belief may also be why many Kamacetis consider their chosen deity based on who their ancestors worshipped, believing that the spirit of their elders now reside in that calm. Kamacetis have been around for as long as mortals have interacted with Kam, and they owe their single largest swelling in their ranks after the fall of the Gaijin Empire in the 15th era. Kamacetis saw a major decline in their popularity during the Draconic War, and because of that, the ranks of our next religion have swelled. Leviators represent the largest registered religious faction, although they tend to be around the third most popular practice religion, the rest registering simply to appease Draconic masters. The religion is described as a worship of dragons, but its teachings follow the notion of an ancient draconic leader, Leviathan, from back during the Age of Worms. The Levi follow the credence of self-perfection and inner balance, that things outside your physical body are not important, and that only the notion of self is worth preserving. This extends to supporting the aspects that help make up the self, and different sects will invite the concept of family and clan, friends and allies, home and hearth, into their teachings. Others hold a stricter line and suggest that only the true self and no individual or item may be honored. Death for the Levi is a cycle of honing the spirit's perfection. The belief in reincarnation is built around the idea that as long as the soul is strong, it cannot be disrupted by the mana realm. Levi have seen a swelling in popularity since the Draconic War, but has always held its strongest foothold within the Deva culture. The largest religion in Manta are the Aetherites. These individuals worship the concept of the Mana Realm as a companion reality to our own. They see the swirling energies as just the life that has passed, or as another universe that existed before Manta, and that was turned to energy for us as a gift. Aether sects vary, with some considering the Mana Realm a conscious single entity, while some consider it a sea of countless souls of the previous realms. Aetherites value those that bind themselves to this realm, as they see lineage of family and community as important steps for creating a harmonious connection between physical and mana. death within Aetherite followers is an honored place of passing between the realms, and they actively encourage ghosting as a natural means of moving on. Aetherite's popularity sprung up during the 17th and 19th eras, and has stayed as the most popular religion since its rise. Most of the other major religions are larger groups of the above three, and include the Camelosians, a large sect of Camisetes who believe the true Cam worth worshipping live on distant planets, the Enlightened, a sect of Camisetes who worship the Cam, the one upon high above all other Cam, Tiamatis, a sect of dragons and draconic followers who worship the ancient dragon leader Tiamat, and Niola, a sect of Aethers focused on bringing mana life into this realm. The presence of religion can be seen throughout the culture, the line and the surrounding ring of the Leviators on many government buildings, the marked sigils of various Khan seen on different city-state currencies, the fact pale green is considered a lucky color to be surrounded by when you're dying, the major motion picture Beyond the Khan, funded by the Camelosians. All of these build on the complexity of the world of Manta and its people. People who are scared and frightened, not just by the draconic leaders, but by each other. But that is a story for another day. Until tomorrow, bye-bye. Music for week 2 of the Dog Days of Podcasting is the song Cyberpunked from the album Psychobabble by the alien Mike E.T. Provided by Magnatune.com.